This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To Gwen and Chris, Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park, Matt Scraby alongside in the Odyssey Palace Studios. We're here till about 5:30. Then Sammy Levitt takes over with the Padre pregame show just after 6:30 tonight. Adam Mazur.
We didn't get to it, but I wanted to ask Tony.
Makes another start for the Padres. We didn't get into it with Tony. He'll be back a little bit later, but... What did you want to get in with, the Yu Darvish situation or Adam Mazur situation?
It seems. Do you think he's getting better with each appearance? I think that he is getting more comfortable with each appearance. I just don't. It seems like they're trying to force something.
But they must. Can we at least hopefully give the Padres enough of the benefit of the doubt that they know more than all of the armchair quarterbacks out there,
including myself,
who think some guy from Double A who has a good ERA is a better option? Because I really believe that if the Padres and their scouts and the people that are paid to do this stuff really felt they had a better option, that option would be here.
I agree with that.
We have to trust that they're doing what they feel is best. I know. You know, 1-2 with a 7.52 ERA doesn't sound too sweet, you know, but it must be that there's no better option right now. I just have to believe that. You know, I know everybody on Twitter thinks they're smarter and knows, you know, who they should bring up and who the guy should be. And this guy has a F war and a, you know, a zing rating and, you know, God knows what else on Double A. But I have to believe my team, you know, thinks this is the best option right now.
I'm with you. I subscribe to that,
you know,
that theory.
That's what we've got. And he's pitching tonight. And, you know, I think the longer it goes without a major, the more it becomes very apparent that the Padres are going to have to make a trade for a starting pitcher, because we don't know if at all Darvish is coming back. And Musgrove is August, if then. So you're going to have to make a trade. That's it. On the other side tonight, all you've got is an all-star, Logan Gilbert, for the Mariners, who, as we just talked with Ryan Divish, has, you know, basically been one of the best pitchers in baseball, you know, despite a 5-5 record. So this guy puts up a lot of zeros and normally does so against the Padres. So here's the lineup that will face him tonight for your San Diego Padres. Luis Arraez will lead off at first base. I got to say, too, that Arraez has done a better job than I thought he'd do at first base. Has he had his moments? Yeah. He had a game, I think, with two errors a couple of weeks ago. He's, you know...
He never claimed to be a defensive specialist.
I didn't think he was. But I think overall he's done better than I expected him to do there. I don't know if anybody agrees with me or not.
Jerks, I do.
Jerks and Profar's in left field. He's done better than all of us have expected. Is that fair to say?
My countdown on Friday was top five things I got wrong about the Padres, and Jerks and Profar was number
one. Well, everybody's number one would be Jerks and Profar for sure. Jake, I mean, think about it. Jerks and Profar was an afterthought.
He was.
They didn't begin the offseason by going, hey, let's target Jerks and Profar.
They
basically got him because nobody else felt like picking him up.
Exactly.
So
we'll take it.
Even the Padres can hardly be credited, you know, for being geniuses on this. They basically took him because no one else wanted him.
And he really wanted to be a Padre.
Man, It's been unbelievable. Jake Cronenworth is at second base tonight. Manny's playing third. I always bring that up because I think you get, you know, for your price of a ticket, you want Manny at third.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, with all the love to Solano, he's never going to be Manny over there. And you might see something from Manny anytime you go to a game that you may have never seen before a third baseman do. That's how I exciting it is for me to see him out there.
Last time I went to a game, I can't remember which one it was, but he made one of those plays where he runs into like the fence, basically, and then as he's falling, he throws it back to first, and it's just like right to the chest of the first baseman.
Like, are you kidding me? He's standing in the front row of the box seats.
Yeah, and he doesn't even like throw. He's just like, here you go, boom. And it's like it's a seed to first base.
It's unreal that he can do that. Solano is the DH tonight. Jackson Merrill, Ha-Seong Kim, David Peralta continuing to get the playing time in right field, and Kyle Higashioka. I mean, you got to go with Higashioka more than Campusano until further notice, and that's what Mike Shildt is doing. So there's your Padre lineup. I do want to give you a couple of baseball notes because they're interesting baseball notes on this Tuesday afternoon. This is not a shocker.
Okay.
The Dodgers have placed guess who on the 15-day injured list with back tightness. Did you look?
Oh, yeah. I already saw Tyler Glasnow.
Okay, so you know. Yeah. But Tyler Glasnow gets hurt every year, and Tyler Glasnow has also pitched pretty much more innings already this year than he normally does in a season. And, you know, he's on the All-Star team. He's not going to pitch in the All-Star game now. He's 8-5. He's leading the league with 143 strikeouts. But, you know, is he going to make it through this season? And we'll have to see.
What was the designation? Back tightness?
Back tightness. And here's the thing. Dave Roberts said that Glasnow's back flared up while he was playing catch over the weekend. How badly can it flare up?
No, this
bothers you, doesn't it?
This is a fugazi.
It's a fugazi, you say.
Because he is going to get a bunch of time to rest in the middle of the season to be ready to go for the second half. And he doesn't have to do the All-Star thing. He doesn't have to pitch
here
the rest
of the week. Oh, so you're just thinking they're doing this for the hell of it.
Yeah, I mean,
to give
maybe,
him a rest.
I don't know if he'll go to the All-Star game or if he, you know, I'm sure people care about going, but he was named an All-Star. It'll go down on his record as an All-Star, but this is totally a phantom IL, I think the chat is calling it.
Interesting. All right. Hadn't thought of that. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Hunter Green will be named as the injury replacement on the NL All-Star team.
Your favorite guy.
Don't hate him.
About Matt Waldron? I just freaked out.
Sorry.
I know, that was weird.
Sorry. Matt will have to wait for somebody else to get hurt.
They don't want a sixth Padre on the
Not yet, anyway. A couple of other baseball notes. Boston Red Sox, third baseman Rafael Devers, shoulder injury. He's already been scratched from the All-Star game. Look, the Red Sox, we saw them a couple of weeks ago against the Padres. They're just trying to hang in there. They're 7.5 games out of first place. They're in the third wild card spot, so they're just on the outside looking in. But they're going to need Devers in the second half of the season if they're going to make it to the American League playoffs. So this is not good news for Boston. And then good news for a team that doesn't need good news, the Philadelphia Phillies have activated both Bryce Harper and our friend Carl Schwarber from the disabled list. Carl is back, yeah.
Okay.
Schwarber, Bryce Harper, both back from the injury list. David Dahl, our old pal here, has been designated again for assignment.
Oh, poor guy.
And Cody Clemens, who I believe is Roger's son, keeps bouncing back and forth to AAA. Yeah, I think that's his son. Could be wrong. Might be another Cody Clemens out there, but I doubt it. Anyhow, so those are some of the baseball news and notes for you. One more.
Yeah.
I got one more. Because this is more important than all of the rest of them put together. Jose Ramirez has become the sixth member of the 8-man home run derby field. Cleveland Indians slugger.
I'm a bigger fan of all of these guys because they decided to participate.
The other five guys that are in, Pete Alonso, Alec Bohm, Gunnar Henderson, Marcelo Zuna, Bobby Witt, Jr., there are two more spots open for the Home Run Derby, which is coming up a week from yesterday, next Tuesday is the All-Star game.
Oh, yes. I was thinking.
So next Monday will be the home run derby contest.
We're going to have to do the Daily Gambit in the next segment.
Yes, we will do that.
I have a Jordy on the chat said, Scraby, would you still feel the same way if the Padres put Joe Musgrove on the IL right before the All-Star break?
Oh, I see what you're saying about your assertion is that Glasnow is not hurt. Glasnow is just going to rest for a month so that he can have enough arm strength and build up to pitch in August and September. You're calling this whole injury a Fugazi.
A Fugazi or a Phantom IL injury. If this was Joe Musgrove, he actually has real injuries happening. Like, his shoulder is a well-documented injury that he's had. So, like, back tightness from playing catch over the weekend? My back is tight, as Chris says all the time, getting out of bed.
Yes. Like, if all it took was for back tightness for you and me not to come to work, there would be no show.
This dude plays catch for a living.
Yes, there would be no show because we're out every day.
Now, if they were to cite shoulder strain, something like that, then I would maybe think it was real. But a back tightness from playing catch is
here's
weird.
The difference between Joe Musgrove and Glasnow. Joe Musgrove, when he's right and when he's healthy, pitches 180 innings a year. So you can count on him to stay in the rotation all year long. If healthy,
yes,
he can pitch that many innings. Where you might be right here, Scraby, is I look up Glasnow's career numbers. Glasnow doesn't normally pitch that many innings.
No, he's torn his
yeah, he's been hurt so many times. And if you look at his career high for innings, it's 120. He's already at 109 this year.
What do you think they're doing, Chris?
I hate to agree with you on a conspiracy theory. You know that.
Oh, where's my conspiracy music?
But I'm going to agree with you on this conspiracy theory.
I
think you've sold me on one.
I got it.
You've sold me on one.
Love it.
This is a Fugazi.
A Fugazi.
Dodgers are pulling a Fugazi, and they're sticking Glasnow on the injured list so that he can rest up. I think you're 100% right.
My conspiracy music is here for everybody.
I wish we could play the Dave Roberts quote now with this music behind it.
Let me go find if I can find it quickly, because
you think you can actually find him saying it?
Possibly.
I can just pretend to be Dave Roberts.
Okay, I would love that more.
There's no quote in the story.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. It just says that Dave Roberts said that he's back flared up while he was playing catch over the weekend.
All right, dude, just say that. Just be like,
Guys, I have some troubling news.
Ooh, gasp, murmur.
Yes. Tyler Glasnow, you know, our all-star right-hander.
Yes, he's pitched 109 innings.
He was playing catch over the weekend, I believe, with his 8-year-old son.
Oh, no.
In the front yard, and his back flared up.
What?
Yeah. We're going to have to put him on the injury list indefinitely.
But what? Indefinitely?
Yes, we'll let you know. He's going to come back at some point. He's going to come back, it says here, at some point after the All-Star break. Well, how do they know that?
I know. His back could be injured forever.
It could stay flared up.
Did they already schedule their tweet for when he comes back from the All-Star break? Tyler Glasnow reinstated for the first game back.
I hate to agree with you on this stuff, but I agree with you. I think this is what the Dodgers are doing for sure. I've got really good news before we go to the break. At some point between now and the end of the program at 5:30, that's any time in the next 2 hours, you out there are going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Mariners rivalry game. The first 40,000 fans tomorrow will receive Padres throwback hats celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1984 World Series team. Get tickets at Padres.com/tickets or continue listening to this program for your chance to win a little later on. We normally will come up with a trivia question for you. It'll probably have to do with the Mariners, since the Padres are playing the Mariners. So you might want to brush up on your Mariners trivia out there. Because whoever gets the question correct will win the tickets, but that'll be anytime between now and 5:30. Coming up next, traffic and then today's Daily Gambit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to have to do the Daily Gambit in the next segment.
Yes, we will do that.
I have Jordy on the chat said, Scraby, would you still feel the same way if the Padres put Joe Musgrove on the IL right before the All-Star break?
Oh, I see what you're saying about your assertion is that Glasnow is not hurt. Glasnow is just going to rest for a month so that he can have enough arm strength and build up to pitch in August and September. You're calling this whole injury a Fugazi.
Yes, a Fugazi or a phantom IL injury. If this was Joe Musgrove, he actually has real injuries happening. Like, his shoulder is a well-documented injury that he's had. So, like, back tightness from playing catch over the weekend? My back is tight, as Chris says all the time, getting out of bed.
Yes. Like, if all it took was for back tightness for you and me not to come to work, there would be no show.
This dude plays catch for a living.
Yes, there would be no show because we're out every day.
Now, if they were to cite shoulder strain, something like that, then I would maybe think it was real. But a back tightness from playing catch is
weird. Here's the difference between Joe Musgrove and Glasnow. Joe Musgrove, when he's right and when he's healthy, pitches 180 innings a year. So you can count on him to stay in the rotation all year long. If healthy,
yes,
he can pitch that many innings. Where you might be right here, Scraby, is I look up Glasnow's career numbers. Glasnow doesn't normally pitch that many innings.
No, he's torn his
Yeah, he's been hurt so many times. And if you look at his career high for innings, it's 120. He's already at 109 this year.
What do you think they're doing, Chris?
I hate to agree with you on a conspiracy theory. You know that.
Oh, where's my conspiracy music?
But I'm going to agree with you on this conspiracy theory.
I
think
you
sold me on one.
I got it.
You sold me on one.
Love it.
This is a Fugazi.
A Fugazi.
Dodgers are pulling a Fugazi, and they're sticking Glasnow on the injured list so that he can rest up. I think you're 100% right.
It's my conspiracy music is here for everybody.
I wish we could play the Dave Roberts quote now with this music behind it.
Let me go find if I can find it quickly, because
you think you can actually find him
possibly,
saying it?
Possibly.
I can just pretend to be Dave Roberts.
Okay, you I would love that more.
There's no quote in the story.
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. It just says that Dave Roberts said that he's back flared up while he was playing catch over the weekend.
All right, yeah, dude, just say that. Just be like,
guys, I have some troubling news.
Ooh, gasp, murmur.
Yes. Tyler Glasnow, you know, our all-star right-hander.
Yes, he's pitched 109 innings.
He was playing catch over the weekend, I believe, with his 8-year-old son.
Oh, no.
In the front yard, and his back flared up.
What?
Yeah. We're going to have to put him on the injury list indefinitely.
But what? Indefinitely?
Yes, we'll let you know. He's going to come back at some point. He's going to come back, it says here, at some point after the All-Star break. Well, how do they know that?
I know. His back could be injured forever.
It could stay flared up.
Did they already schedule their tweet for when he comes back from the All-Star break? Tyler Glass now reinstated for the first game back.
I said, I hate to agree with you on this stuff, but I agree with you. I think this is what the Dodgers are doing for sure. I've got really good news before we go to the break. At some point between now and the end of the program at 5:30, that's any time in the next 2 hours, you out there are going to have a chance to win a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres-Mariners rivalry game. The first 40,000 fans tomorrow will receive Padres throwback hats celebrating the 40th anniversary of the 1984 World Series team. Get tickets at Padres.com/tickets or continue listening to this program for your chance to win a little later on. We normally will come up with a trivia question for you. It'll probably have to do with the Mariners, since the Padres are playing the Mariners. So you might want to brush up on your Mariners trivia out there. Because whoever gets the question correct will win the tickets, but that'll be anytime between now and 5:30. Coming up next, traffic, and then today's Daily Gambit.
Headed down.
You never know who I'll run into at the ballpark and name drop tomorrow on the program.
True. Now that is true.
That is true. So looking forward to that tonight, and always like going down to see a professional Major League Baseball game. Anywhere, but especially at Petco Park. When we come back, Tony rejoins the program for another round of Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. If, I say if, and really it shouldn't be an if. You should just love Mediterranean food. And you should love Spiro's. Try it for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla or at Petco Park. If you're going to the game tonight, get some Spiro's. Get a Euros to enjoy while you watch Padres baseball. Dine takeout options. Visit SpirosCuisine.com. Gwen and Chris, 3:36 the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down at Petco Park. Matt Scraby, unfortunately, but probably in a position where he's about to lose another Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Or will he?
Thanks for that.
Maybe today's category will suit you, my friend. Let's check traffic and then find out about it.
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right.
We like to call it.
Ooh, I'm going to go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome into the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, another crazy edition of our favorite game show here on Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, I'm your host of the show. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. are the contestants. You can play alongside out there, see how many correct answers you can get as we get into today's contest. Tony Gwynn is a 3- or 4-time defending champion. I don't think Scraby has won since the month of, I'm going to say March. It's been a while.
Possibly April.
April, maybe you got one in April.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, so we'll see if today is your day.
You know, I kind of forgot about this segment until you brought it up yesterday, and I was like, hanging over my head.
I was thinking about it if I was you, too.
Yeah.
It's the only way to cope, Tony.
All right, well, today's category is going to be a little different than others, only because I don't expect too many strikes to come into play here.
Oh.
It could happen. There could be an incorrect guess, but I don't think, based on the category, there'll be a lot of incorrect guesses. So I'm going to ask you guys to police yourselves as we go along on this one. There's no official time limit, but if we get down to the very near the end of this thing and you can't think of somebody, I think you need to say, on this round, I can't think of anybody.
Okay,
and when I tell you the category, I think you'll understand what I'm going at.
Okay, I also have Jeopardy music if you need it.
No, I don't think so. Just police yourselves. If you feel you got somebody, say it. If you don't, just say, hey, I'm going to have to take a strike on this one. Here's the category today. There are 35 correct answers, so it's going to be pretty quick.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you guys to name the National League All-Star team.
Oh.
That's it. Name the National League All-Star team. So we will go back and forth, and I think this is really easy at the beginning, but I think it could get fun down near the end when you're trying to remember the last or so.
Mm-hmm.
So away we go. Scraby, you want to go first? Or do you want Tony to go first? Remember, three strikes and you're out.
I will go first.
Go first. Name a National League All-Star.
Have Jackson you ever Merrill. Deferred, Scraby?
Yes, and it
blew up in his face.
So I just go first, so I know that I at least get the one name that I know.
You get one, you should know more than one on this one.
Yeah. So Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Merrill. You're going to open with Jackson Merrill.
Of course I am, Chris.
Okay. You
oh,
got
this is what we're going to do? Okay. All right.
Should we just consider the Padres out?
No.
Everybody. Okay. Might as well just do them. Man. It's simpler to just do it. All right, Tony. NL All-Star. Sorry?
Jerks and Profar.
Jerks and Profar. Okay, 1-1. Scraby, we can you know,
Robert
move along.
Robert Suarez.
All the Padres are getting taken right off the bat here. All right, Tony?
Luis Arraez.
Luis Arraez, All-Star. There's been a little controversy about Luis Arraez. Have you seen this, Tony, at all?
No.
I know you and I would never agree with it. Oh, it's it's the analytic idiots, yeah. You know, who don't think that he...
Did Terang didn't get an invite?
Well, I don't even know if it's him so much as they just don't think Luis Arraez is an all-star because he doesn't hit a lot of doubles, triples, and home runs. And
they said Francisco Lindor was absolutely snubbed, even though didn't he hit 200 until like a month ago?
Too bad. Luis Arraez is the most fun guy to watch hit in
leading
baseball.
Leading the league in hits.
I love watching this guy.
Shut up, Tony says.
Agreed. All right, 2-2, Scraby.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
All right, very good. 3-2. We've got five All-Stars down. 30 to go. Tony Gwynn Jr., your turn.
Christian Walker.
Christian Walker. That's going to cost you a strike.
It
he is not on the All-Star team.
I read yesterday the snubs.
He's one of the biggest snubs so far. I have a feeling he'll get on as an injury replacement, but as of now...
So eventually I will be right, just not right.
Yes, eventually you will be right, but not for the purposes of today's game. That will cost you a strike. Christian Walker, I think he's the biggest snub in the National League, frankly, but that's my opinion. And it's
clearly
your turn, Scraby.
I agree with you.
Yeah, yes, you do. All right, 3-2 lead, Scraby. Who you got?
Just only the best pitcher that's ever pitched of all time, Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens? All right, Scraby is a Paul Skeens hater, by the way, Tony.
I'm not a Paul Skeens hater. I'm the media of Paul Skeens hater.
Yeah. All right, Tony, you're up. Trailing 4-2 here in the
How
early
going.
How about
his teammate Brian Reynolds?
Brian Reynolds did make the All-Star team. That is correct. Very good.
Nice
Brian
one.
Reynolds on there as an outfielder for the Pirates. Pirates got... couple of different guys on there. More than normal. They usually just get the minimum one. All right, Scraby, you're up 4-3, and it's your turn.
C.J. Abrams.
C.J. Abrams. We're naming former Padres now, apparently. Scraby leads 5-3. Tony, your turn.
Oh, it starts to get a little thick here. How about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper is a winner. That is correct. Voted in. Probably will not play in the game. And because of that, I believe that is why Christian Walker will get in, but that's unfortunately... not good enough for Tony at this point. Scraby, you got a 5-4 lead here. You've kind of got the hammer for the moment. Let's see if you can hang on to it.
Ranger Suarez,
okay.
Oh, what did I say?
No relation to Robert Suarez.
I was about to jump all over you.
Yes, he was ready to attack. He's going to be in attack mode. All right, 6-4. There's still 25 guys left. So
how about Mr. Ellie? De La Cruz.
Eli De La Cruz of the Reds. Very good. He is an all-star. He's the Reds representative. I shouldn't tell you that because you might think there's another Red later on. So
really?
I shouldn't say that.
You think?
Yeah, probably not in this case, but I probably shouldn't give you that information. All right, Scraby 6, Tony 5. Still a ways to go here.
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani did make the all-star team. That
he
is
did.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Yep, he made it. All right, Tony, you're up.
Freddie Freeman,
he did make the All-Star team. That is correct. 7-6. Scraby continuing with a lead here. Still 20-plus answers that will be accepted.
Chris Sale,
Atlanta Braves pitcher. He's on there. He is a correct answer. Scraby leads 8-6. Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony's, this could be your category today, Scrabe. I don't know. We'll see.
I saw this so many times yesterday.
So you're feeling like you're going to be good on
it. I am forgetting some now that I'm on the spot.
Christian Yelich.
Christian Yelich is on the All-Star team for Tony Gwynn. That is correct. Yelich having a nice bounce back season.
I'm going through the starters here.
8-7. 20 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you are up. With an 8-7 lead. Pete Alonso, who is on the All-Star team instead of Christian Walker, which I think was a bad selection. All right, that is correct, though. It is 9-7. Tony, your turn.
Ketel Marte.
Ketel Marte, starting second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Correct answer there. Makes the score 9-8. We keep on rolling along. Scraby, name a National League All-Star.
Mate. Alec Bohm has to be there.
Who?
Alec Bohm.
Oh, Alec Bohm. Yes, all right. He is a third baseman, correct? On the All-Star team, 10-8. Scraby maintains his advantage. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about the other Philly, Trey Turner?
Trey Turner.
Ah, dang it.
Yeah, they put him on the All-Star team. That is correct. 10-9. So it's back and forth we go here.
Mookie, that was so bad.
Mookie.
I'm not going to interrupt you. What was it again?
I gave up on it in the middle because I felt stupid.
Mookie Betts. With it.
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is on the All-Star team. Mookie
play,
did
right?
not make it. I don't know. Is he going to be back? I don't think so.
I thought he was out for like 2 months.
Yeah.
It's been a month, maybe?
Mookie.
That's what I...
11-9. I think we're just going to try to get away from that one as quickly as possible. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about Glasnow?
Tyler Glasnow, correct. He is on the All-Star team, although he's not been pitching like an All-Star lately. He's been struggling somewhat. 11-10. Scraby maintains the lead. We get down to the final 14 correct answers now. Might get a little crazy here.
Is Jazz Chisholm an All-Star?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
He is not an All-Star. Jazz Chisholm did not make the All-Star team this year. That is the first strike for Scraby. And now a chance for Tony Gwynn Jr. to tie it back up here if he can get a correct
answer.
Ooh,
I saw this one on IG the other day. How about the Rockies? Mr. McMahon.
Ryan McMahon is the lone Rocky. That is, I shouldn't say the lone. Sorry about that. But yes, he is on the team.
I knew that one, Chris.
Ryan McMahon made it and ties it up. So we're back where we started, 11-11 with 12 correct answers, or 13, sorry, 13 correct answers remaining, and both guys have a strike. Scraby, name an NL All-Star.
Where it's going to get tricky for me is these relievers.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with the former Padre and Matt Strom.
Matt Strom made the All-Star team. Good for him. And I will say this, not a lot of middle relievers make the All-Star team, just in general. They don't get wins, they don't get saves, but Matt Strom has been almost unhittable this year. Good for him. He is on the All-Star team. Correct, Scraby. You retake the lead 12-11. Tony Gwynn Jr., again, to try and tie it back up.
Let's go back to the Dodger world. Will Smith.
Will Smith is on the team.
It?
Yeah,
really?
Will Smith, Mr. Yeah, he and Profar are going to be sharing lockers side by side,
that
I think.
That is awkward.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, but Mr. Relevant and Mr. Irrelevant, depending on whose side you're on there. Will Smith did have a 3-home-run game the other day. I don't know if he caught that.
4 home runs and 4 at-bats. Straight at-bats.
Well, whatever. Still not a fan. All right, we're back tied up again. It is 4, 8, 10, 12, 12. So we're down to the final.
We're getting
11 guys on the All-Star team, and I thought it might get a little interesting here. Again, you know, be fair, take some time, but if you don't have anybody,
all right,
you gotta say so.
I really hope I'm getting the right guy here.
And your guess is
William Contreras?
William Contreras.
Correct.
Yeah.
The last remaining starter.
It could have been Wilson Contreras. Is that what you were
confused?
You get them confused.
All the time.
Yeah. William is the guy from Milwaukee, and he is on the All-Star team. That is correct. Scraby, very good. 13-12, 10 correct answers. Down closer to the nitty-gritty here. Tony.
Teoscar
Hernandez made it from the Dodgers. He's had a nice year, although he strikes out a ton. We are back tied up again with 9 correct answers remaining. I'm kind of liking this game because I think it's going to be interesting here down the stretch.
Here we go, Scraby. Stand up. Real Scraby.
Yeah, this is where it gets tough.
13-13. There are 9 guys left that are correct answers.
What about Kyle Schwarber?
Carl Schwarber is on the All-Star team, but Kyle is not. That is going to cost you a strike.
I'm sorry.
Kyle Schwarber did not make the All-Star team this year.
How did that guy not make the All-Star team?
I don't know what to tell you, Scraby.
Wasn't the best DH. The guy named Shohei Ohtani.
Are you sure they counted correctly? Oh, stupid Shohei taking his spot.
All right. So, no. Now, two strikes for you, Scrape. Tony Gwynn Jr. with a chance to take your first lead of the day in this contest.
How about stay in the National League West? Because those are the ones I can remember right now. We'll go Heliot.
No!
What's his last
name? Uh-oh. He doesn't have it yet.
Ramos.
Dang it.
I don't know. Did Jesse Agler mouth the answer to you? No, he wouldn't do that. All right, so Tony takes his first lead. Heliot Ramos of the San Francisco Giants, who didn't even start the year in the big leagues, makes the All-Star team. He's a very good story. It is 14-13. There are only 8 correct answers remaining. Scrabe, you must come up with one of those 8 in order to stay alive in the game because you have 2 strikes, my friend.
This is going to get tough. Okay.
Got to think. I'm going to give you a little extra time since you have 2 strikes. But you do have to come up with an answer here in somewhat short order.
Oh.
Oh, well, just like that.
Imanaga.
Imanaga, the Cubs. Yeah, he's on the All-Star team. Do you want to try his first name?
Shota?
Yeah, Shota. Imanaga. Shota.
Shota.
Shota Imanaga of the Cubs is indeed an All-Star this year. That is correct, Scraby. Good job. You saved yourself 8 answers left. And we are tied at 14. Is that right?
Hey, all you beautiful people out there. It's time to play one of our favorite games of the week.
All right!
We like to call it...
Ooh, I'm a go.
Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show! And it starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome into the Fantabulous Sports Game Show, another crazy edition of our favorite game show here on Gwynn and Chris. Crisello, I'm your host of the show. Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. are the contestants. You can play alongside out there, see how many correct answers you can get as we get into today's contest. Tony Gwynn is a 3 or 4-time defending champion. I don't think Scraby has won since the month of, I'm going to say March. It's been a while.
Possibly April.
April, maybe you got one in April.
Yeah.
But it's been a while, so we'll see if today is your day.
You know, I kind of forgot about this segment until you brought it up yesterday, and I was like,
yeah,
cloud
yeah.
hanging over my head.
Yeah, we always about do. It if I was you, too.
Yeah.
It's the only way to cope, Tony.
All right, well, today's category is going to be a little different than others, only because I don't expect too many strikes to come into play here.
Oh.
It could happen. There could be an incorrect guess, but I don't think, based on the category, there'll be a lot of incorrect guesses. So I'm going to ask you guys to police yourselves as we go along on this one. There's no official time limit, but if we get down to the very near the end of this thing and you can't think of somebody, I think you need to say, on this round, I can't think of anybody.
Okay,
and when I tell you the category, I think you'll understand what I'm going at.
Okay, I also have Jeopardy music if you need it.
No, I don't think so. Just police yourselves. If you feel you got somebody, say it. If you don't, just say, hey, I'm going to have to take a strike on this one. Here's the category today. There are 35 correct answers, so it's going to be pretty quick.
Oh, my goodness.
I want you guys to name the National League All-Star team.
Oh.
That's it. Name the National League All-Star team. So we will go back and forth, and I think this is really easy at the beginning, but I think it could get fun down near the end when you're trying to remember the last or so.
Mm-hmm.
So away we go. Scraby, you want to go first? Or do you want Tony to go first? Remember, 3 strikes and you're out.
I will go first.
Go first. Name a National League All-Star.
Have you ever deferred, Scraby?
Yes, and it
blew up in his face.
So I just go first, so I know that I at least get the one name that I know.
You get what you should know more than one on this one.
Yeah. So Jackson Merrill.
Jackson Merrill. You're going to open with Jackson Merrill.
Of course I am, Chris.
Okay.
You got this is what we're going to do. Okay. All right.
Should we just consider the Padres out?
No
everybody okay. might right. as well just do them. I mean, it's simpler right. to just okay. do it. All right, Tony. NL All Star. Sorry.
Jerks and Profar.
Jerks and Profar. Okay, 1-1. Scraby, we can you know,
Robert
move along.
Robert
Suarez. All the Padres are getting taken right off the bat here. All right, Tony?
Luis Arraez.
Luis Arraez, All-Star. There's been a little controversy about Luis Arraez. Have you seen this, Tony, at all?
No.
I know you and I would never agree with it. Oh, it's the it's the analytic idiots. Yeah. You know, who don't think that
Terang didn't get an invite.
Well, I don't even know if it's him so much as they just don't think Luis Arraez is an all-star because he doesn't hit a lot of doubles, triples, and home runs. And
they said Francisco Lindor was absolutely snubbed. Even though didn't he hit 200 until like
too
a month
bad.
Ago?
Too bad. Luis Arraez is the most fun guy to watch hit in
leading
baseball.
The league in hits.
I
Shut
love
up.
Watching this guy.
Shut up, Tony says.
Agreed. All right, 2-2, Scraby.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
All right, very good. 3-2. We've got 5 All-Stars down. 30 to go. Tony Gwynn Jr., your turn.
Mr. Christian Walker.
Christian Walker. That's going to cost you a strike.
It
he is not on the All-Star team.
I read yesterday the snubs.
He's one of the biggest snubs so far. I have a feeling he'll get on as an injury replacement, but as of now...
So eventually I will be right, just not right.
Yes, eventually you will be right, but not for the purposes of today's game. That will cost you a strike. Christian Walker, I think he's the biggest snub in the National League, frankly, but that's my opinion. And it's your turn, Scraby.
I agree with you.
Yeah, yes, you do. All right, 3-2 lead, Scraby. Who you got?
Just only the best pitcher that's ever pitched of all time, Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens? All right, Scraby is a Paul Skeens hater, by the way, Tony.
I'm not a Paul Skeens hater. I'm the media of Paul Skeens hater.
Yeah. All right, Tony, you're up. Trailing 4-2 here in the early going.
How about his teammate Brian Reynolds?
Brian Reynolds did make the All-Star team. That is correct. Very good.
Nice
Brian
one.
Reynolds on there as an outfielder for the Pirates. Pirates got... couple of different guys on there. More than normal. They usually just get the minimum one. All right, Scraby, you're up 4-3, and it's your turn.
C.J. Abrams.
C.J. Abrams. We're naming former Padres now, apparently. Scraby leads 5-3. Tony, your turn.
Oh, it starts to get a little thick here. How about Bryce Harper?
Bryce Harper is a winner. That is correct. Voted in. Probably will not play in the game. And because of that, I believe that is why Christian Walker will get in, but that's unfortunately... not good enough for Tony at this point. Scraby, you got a 5-4 lead here. You've kind of got the hammer for the moment. Let's see if you can hang on to it.
Ranger Suarez,
okay.
Wait. Oh, what did I say?
No relation to Robert Suarez.
I was about to jump all over you.
Yes, he was ready to attack. He's going to be in attack mode. All right, 6-4. There's still 25 guys left. So
how about Mr. Ellie? De La Cruz.
Ellie De La Cruz of the Reds.
Love him.
Very good. He is an all-star for the... He's the Reds representative. I shouldn't tell you that because you might think there's another Red later on. So
really?
I shouldn't say that.
You think
I Yeah, probably
think
not in this case, but I probably shouldn't give you that information. All right, Scraby 6, Tony 5. Still a ways to go here.
Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani did make the all-star team. That
he
is
did.
Correct.
Okay, good.
Yep, he made it. All right, Tony, you're up.
Freddie Freeman,
he did make the All-Star team. That is correct. 7-6. Scraby continuing with a lead here. Still 20-plus answers that will be accepted.
Chris Sale,
Atlanta Braves pitcher. He's on there. He is a correct answer. Scraby leads 8-6. Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony's, this could be your category today, Scrabe. I don't know. We'll see.
I saw this so many times yesterday.
So you're feeling like you're going to be good on it.
I am forgetting some now that I'm on the spot.
Christian Yelich.
Christian Yelich is on the All-Star team for Tony Gwynn. That is correct. Yelich having a nice bounce back season.
I'm going through the starters here.
8-7. 20 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you are up. With an 8-7 lead. Pete Alonso, who is on the All-Star team instead of Christian Walker, which I think was a bad selection. All right, that is correct, though. It is 9-7. Tony, your turn.
Ketel Marte,
starting second baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Correct answer there. Makes the score 9-8. We keep on rolling along. Scraby, name a National League All-Star.
Alec Boehm has to be there.
Who?
Alec Boehm.
Oh, Alec Boehm. Yes, yeah. All right. He is a third baseman, correct? On the All-Star team, 10-8. Scraby maintains his advantage. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about the other Philly, Trey Turner.
Ah,
dang it.
Yeah, they put him on the All-Star team. That is correct. 10-9. So it's back and forth we go here.
Mookie, that was so bad.
Mookie.
I'm not going to interrupt you. What was it again?
I gave up on it in the middle because I felt stupid.
Mookie Betts.
Yeah, Mookie Betts is on the All-Star team. Mookie did not make it. I don't know. Is he going to be back?
I don't think
so. I thought
so.
He was out for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And it's been a month, maybe?
Mama Mookie.
Mama Mookie. That's what it's
11-9. I think we're just going to try to get away from that one as quickly as possible. Tony Gwynn Jr.
How about Glasnow?
Tyler Glasnow, correct. He is on the All-Star team, although he's not been pitching like an All-Star lately. He's been struggling somewhat. 11-10, Scraby maintains the lead. We get down to the final 14 correct answers now. Might get a little crazy here.
Is Jazz Chisholm an All-Star?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
He is not an All-Star. Jazz Chisholm did not make the All-Star team this year. That is the first strike for Scraby. And now a chance for Tony Gwynn Jr. to tie it back up here if he can get a correct
answer.
Ooh,
I saw this one on IG the other day. How about the Rocky, Mr. McMahon?
Ryan McMahon is the lone Rocky. That is, oh, I shouldn't say the lone. Sorry about that. But, yes, he is on the team.
I knew that one, Chris.
Ryan McMahon made it. And ties it up. So we're back where we started, 11-11 with 12 correct answers, or 13, sorry, 13 correct answers remaining, and both guys have a strike. Scraby, name an NL All-Star.
Where it's going to get tricky for me is these relievers.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with a former Padre and Matt Strom.
Matt Strom made the All-Star team. Good for him. And I will say this, not a lot of middle relievers make the All-Star team, just in general. They don't get wins. They don't get saves. But Matt Strom has been almost unhittable this year. Good for him. He is on the All-Star team. Correct, Scraby. You retake the lead 12-11. Tony Gwynn Jr. again to try and tie it back up.
Let's go back to the Dodger world. Will Smith.
Will Smith is on the team.
It?
Yeah,
really?
Will Smith. Wow, okay. Mr. Yeah, he and Profar are going to be sharing lockers side by side,
that
I think.
That is awkward.
Yeah, I don't know if they will, but Mr. Relevant and Mr. Irrelevant, depending on whose side you're on there. Will Smith did have a 3-home-run game the other day. I don't know if he caught that.
4 home runs and 4 at-bats. Straight at-bats.
Well, whatever. Still not a fan. All right, we're back tied up again. It is 4, 8, 10, 12, 12. So we're down to the final.
We're getting
11 guys on the All-Star team, and I thought it might get a little interesting here. Again, you know, be fair, take some time, but if you don't have anybody,
you gotta
say so.
I really hope I'm getting the right guy here.
And your guess is?
William Contreras?
William Contreras! Correct.
Yeah!
The last remaming starter.
It could have been Wilson Contreras. Is that why you get those guys confused?
All the time.
Yeah. William is the guy from Milwaukee, and he is on the All-Star team. That is correct. Scraby, very good. 13-12, 10 correct answers. Down closer to the nitty gritty here. Tony.
Teoscar Hernandez
made it from the Dodgers. He's had a nice year, although he strikes out a ton. We are back tied up again with 9 correct answers remaining. I'm kind of liking this game because I think it's going to be interesting here down the stretch.
Here we go, Scraby. Stand up. Real Scraby.
Yeah, this is where it gets tough.
13-13. There are 9 guys left that are correct answers.
What about Kyle Schwarber?
Carl Schwarber is on the All-Star team, but Kyle is not. That is going to cost you a strike.
I'm sorry.
Kyle Schwarber did not make the All-Star team this year.
How did that guy not make the All-Star team?
I don't know what to tell you, Scraby.
Wasn't the best DH. The guy named Shohei Ohtani.
Are you sure they counted correctly? Oh, stupid Shohei taking his spot.
All right. So, no. Now, 2 strikes for you, Scraby. Tony Gwynn Jr. with a chance to take your first lead of the day in this contest.
How about stay in the National League West, because those are the ones I can remember right now. We'll go Heliot.
No!
What's his last
name? Uh-oh. He doesn't have it yet.
Ramos.
Dang it.
I don't know. Did Jesse Agler mouth the answer to you? No, he wouldn't do that. No. All right, so Tony takes his first lead. Heliot Ramos of the San Francisco Giants, who didn't even start the year in the big leagues, makes the All-Star team. He's a very good story. It is 14-13. There are only 8 correct answers remaining. Scrabe, you must come up with one of those 8 in order to stay alive in the game because you have 2 strikes, my friend.
This is going to get tough. Okay.
Got to think. I'm going to give you a little extra time since you have 2 strikes. But you do have to come up with an answer here in somewhat short order.
Oh.
Oh, well, just like that.
Imanaga.
Imanaga, the Cubs. Yeah, he's on the All-Star team. Do you want to try his first name?
Shota?
Yeah, Shota Imanaga. Shota.
Shota.
Shota Imanaga of the Cubs is indeed an All-Star this year. That is correct, Scraby. Good job. You saved yourself 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 answers left. And we are tied at 14. Is that right? No, 1, 2, 7 answers left. Anyway, Tony, tied at 14. You're up.
Logan Webb,
San Francisco Giants. Correct. He is on the All-Star team once again, having another very consistent season for the Giants. By the way, did you guys see who's starting tonight for the Giants? Just as an aside, Blake Snell.
Oh,
Blake Snell is back in the
They're actually. I read this morning they're trying to get him 2 starts before the All-Star break.
Okay, well, we'll see how that works.
That's an interesting fact there, Scraby.
Thanks.
15-14, Tony leads by 1. 6 correct answers remaining.
All right.
Scraby, it is down to the bitter end here.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this guy in the Big 5, Marcell Ozuna.
Yeah, that's correct. Marcell Ozuna. Yeah, he did make it as the backup DH. So between he and Ohtani, I guess, were the ones that kept Schwarber out. That keeps you alive, though, Scraby, at 15-15 with 5 correct answers remaining. That's it. Just 5 guys will get you a correct answer at this point. Tony Gwynn Jr., your turn. I'm talking slowly because I'm trying to circle the guys that are left.
Slowly, so I can get my mind right here.
So you can think
Philly
of one.
Philly had a bunch of them.
Sorry?
So
he said Philly
I
had
said
a bunch.
Philly
of them.
Had a bunch. We said Harper. We said Turner. We said Bohm. We said Strom. Oh, Zach Wheeler.
Zach Wheeler, Philadelphia Phillies. Correct. That makes it 16-15 in favor of Tony. You guys have only left off 4 guys now. That would be a correct answer. Scraby, you need one of those 4. You have 2 strikes in order to stay alive in today's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Who is it going to be to save you from elimination? He is hard at thought. He is thinking things over.
I'm thinking about relievers that have been good this year.
Relievers that have been good this year. Wait, he says... Did something come to mind?
No.
No, it just went away.
Wait.
It's back.
No, I'm just kidding.
A study in human behavior here.
I haven't heard his name in a while, but I know he was on the All-Star track. Ryan Helsley.
He's only got like 39 saves.
Okay,
yes.
I didn't know if he was hurt or something.
No, he's on the All-Star team. Scraby, very good. You saved yourself nicely there. Helsley,
that was pretty impressive, right there.
That was a good pull.
Fantasy baseball for you.
There are only 3 correct answers remaining now. We are tied 16-16, and it is Tony Gwynn Jr.'s turn.
This guy pitched pretty well. I think Padres still beat him, though, early in the season. Reynaldo Lopez.
I just wrote him down.
Of the Braves.
I just wrote him down.
I was waiting for you to remember him, Scraby, because he's on your fantasy baseball team.
Even better. That means he is empty.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt him.
Oh, that did.
I saw when he said fantasy baseball, then I saw the light go on.
And then you saw
then I
writing.
Saw him write something down, and I thought, oh, he's writing down Reynaldo Lopez right now.
No.
Tony is correct. Reynaldo Lopez makes it 17-16. There are 2 correct answers remaining. Scraby, you must get one of them to stay alive.
I don't know if this guy's
I've
on
only
it.
Got one.
I don't have many anymore, but I'm going to think of a up-and-comer, and I'm going to say O'Neill Cruz.
O'Neill Cruz. He's hit more long home runs than anybody in baseball this year,
is
but
right?
not enough to put him on the All-Star team. I'm sorry to say. That is strike 3. Scraby, you are out. Tony Gwynn Jr. wins a hard-fought matchup in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show today.
Oh, man, you stole Reynaldo. You didn't steal Reynaldo Lopez.
No, I stole him. I took him right off your plate there, buddy.
That was like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take the lead in this one. And then you took it!
Ronaldo Lopez.
I only had one more, and I might even did Jeff Hoffman get in?
He did. Jeff Hoffman of the Phillies. And the last one that nobody mentioned is the Miami Marlins representative. Reliever Tanner Scott.
I never would have guessed.
Tanner Scott, left-handed reliever.
Oh, man. You know what? I usually lose by like one or two.
Yes. Well, that's the design. That's the design of the game, though. It's the design of the game.
Yeah, so that speaks to you always trying to say Chris isn't picking good categories for you. You typically only lose by one or two in this.
This was an incredibly fair category because I'm a sports producer. If I don't see the NL roster, then I'm in trouble. So
yeah, and I'm not going to lie. I'm much better at the historic stuff than I am at the, like, current stuff.
I don't know.
Stuff.
You sounded pretty good on the current stuff right there.
An all-star. I got that one. That was a little
you good. Saved
it's in my face. It's been in my face the past week.
If you would have told me AL, I don't know.
I thought about doing American League, but I didn't think it would be as entertaining of a game because I knew it would be a lot tougher for both sides. Fantabulous sports game show in the books. Tony Gwynn Jr. has another title. You can have a title of champion of Chris versus the fans when we come back and play some trivia.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.